Well, one of the reasons we're here is because Northeast Planning is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. That's quite an accomplishment. Tell me a little bit about the history, Steve.
Bernie, our firm is very, very happy to be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. We started in 1964, May of 1964, in Newark, New Jersey, the Ironbound section. A little storefront we opened up to serve the neighborhood of Newark, of that Ironbound section. Over the years, we grew tremendously through the 70s as products and services in the financial world began to grow, and there was a financial boom during the late 70s into the 80s with the investment business and mutual funds and everything else. And we just kind of grew with our clients' needs and what they were looking to accomplish in their financial lives. Through the 80s, it was a great time to grow. Moved the business here in the early 90s to Cranford to be centrally located, to try to plant ourselves in an area of the state that we felt we could really serve the middle and upper middle class. You know, we've just continued to grow through these last 20 years here in Cranford, serving clients throughout New Jersey, primarily in this radius of 20 or 30 miles. We're fortunate to have attracted over 30,000 clients from all various backgrounds, both in business as well as personal families, and it's been a great run for 50 years.
Now, over those 50 years, there's been a lot of changes in the financial world. So what are some of the big changes that you've experienced as part of Northeast Planning?
What we are finding is pretty interesting, information as we've gone through primarily these last 10 or 20 years. People are becoming much more focused on their concern for living too long, which may sound like a strange thing, but it wasn't all that many years ago that people died in their mid-60s. Today, through medical technology, people are living well into their 70s and even into their 80s and 90s, and that's a wonderful thing if it's a quality of life, but the downside is people are concerned about outliving their money, and it's a very legitimate concern. So that's something that has become a real focus over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years. You know, what's also occurred is the world's just gotten a lot more fast-paced, a lot more complex. People are a bit overwhelmed and even confused about what's going on in the financial world. Back in the 60s, it was a simple world. There was a couple of insurance products, a couple of investment products. Very few people were in the stock market unless they were the blue bloods, that we used to call them back then. But today, everybody's got access to everything on the internet, obviously, all of the products, whether they're insurance or financial-based. The media literally gluts us with information, whether it's right, wrong, factual, or not. We are just pounded with information from all different sources and a lot of conflicting information. So what I find today is people are just feeling very confused, overwhelmed. And on one hand, while that might be a good thing because they'll then begin to, want to bring someone into their life that can kind of navigate them through it, others, we find, will just kind of bury their head in the sand and not deal with issues. And that's not a good thing because today, more than ever, this is an age of taking on personal financial responsibility. Many years ago, certainly when I started in the business in the early 70s, there were pension plans, corporate pension plans. There were Social Security you could count on. I mean, today, none of that exists anymore, and people are not going to be able to retire long-term on 401k plans or IRAs. The average plan, they say, has less than $100,000 in it, and that's not going to last much more than a couple of years at best. So when you've got a plan for another chapter in your life that's 30 years beyond your income stopping, it really does take planning, and that's what we specialize in. We show people strategies primarily and planning that can absolutely help them continue to live on and never outlive their assets.
There are a number of services that Northeast Planning Corporation provides. Can you give me a summary of some of those services that you do provide?
Probably the most important service that we provide to people is we, along with about, 80 firms throughout the country, as well as a large insurance company, developed a concept called Living Balance Sheet. What it is it's a financial organization system that enables us to be able to see someone's financial life on a blueprint, basically, and then be able to really take a good hard look at where they are now, where they want to be, based on their objectives. And or even financial decisions that they may want to make. Do I want a 15-year mortgage, 30-year mortgage? Do I want to lease a car? Do I want to buy a car? And we can make projections and show them on this blueprint exactly what it will mean to their financial life over the next 5, 10, or 20 years. And in being able to walk into someone's home or business and literally in probably 30 minutes completely organize their life, take them out of that junk draw that everybody's in when it comes to their financial life, whether it's their wills, their old wills that are 20 years old they haven't looked at, or whether it's their insurance policies, or whether it's their 401k plans, whatever it may have to do, their homeowner's insurance. We take it all and we organize it for them. We put it into an electronic format for the first time in their lives. They can, with a push of a button, be able to see what their entire financial life looks like. And what that does for us, it becomes our financial x-ray, so to speak, or an MRI, really, where we really get to see the inside of someone's financial life. And then based on what they tell us they want to accomplish, whether it's a good retirement, college tuition planning, whether it's just protecting their children into the future, you know, we can then do intelligent planning because we know exactly where they stand. And even if they stand upside down, which some people do, they're in more debt than they do have assets, that's okay. It's just important to know where you are today so that we can really take an intelligent look at where you want to be into the future and what it would take.
Steve, you've been here for 50 years, looking ahead to the next 20, 30, maybe even 50 years from here. What are some of the things that you'd like to accomplish?
As a firm, because I won't be here for the next 30 or 40 or 50 years, I've been here for the last 40 of the 50, but as a firm, we feel that the future, as great a run as it's been over the last 50 years, the next 10 or 20 years are going to be so critical to us being able to reach out and really be advisors to as many of the middle, upper middle class part of the population as we possibly can. My industry focuses a lot on the top 2 or 3 or 4% of the wealthy in this country. We've taken the approach, and one of the reasons why we are right here smack in the middle of upper middle class society in Cranford is because these are the people that we can help the most, people that are earning $100,000 or $200,000, working people every day, working very hard, providing well for their families, going on a vacation, going out to dinners, doing the things they want to do, but not understanding that income needs to, at some point, start turning into true wealth. Otherwise, income stops at some point. Whether it's retirement, whether it's death, whether it's disability, loss of a job. I mean, income stops. That's a fact. At some point, it's going to stop, and you've got to get money to work for you. And the sooner you work on that and the sooner you start transitioning some of your income towards becoming real assets to become true wealth is when you're going to start to feel a real sense of true security in your life. And as I mentioned before, we're in an age of personal financial responsibility. We're just moving into it now. And now is the time for the middle and upper middle class people to really get on board and embrace the idea of having a financial advisor in their life. No different than we've all embraced having the medical profession in our life, whether it's a dentist, a doctor, a chiropractor. We need them in our life to stay healthy. There's no difference of needing a financial person in your life to remain and continue to grow with your financial health. And that's what we provide. And we've decided also, and just for all of our clients and certainly people that are in our location here in Union County, you know, when they come to our offices, we provide them with this living balance sheet organizational and planning system completely free of charge. It's something we just provide them. It's web-based. They get it. Their life becomes financially organized, whether they ever deal with us or not. We don't charge fees. What we feel is as we build more relationships with people, they're going to have to be going to the market, so to speak, to purchase financial products at some point, and we would hope that we've built a relationship with them enough that they'll want to deal with us, and then the manufacturers of products will pay us at that point. So we charge no fees to the clients that come to the office and partake in our services. And so I would hope over the next 10 to 20 years, we'll be able to grow from the 30,000 clients we have to maybe 75,000 clients and really in helping that middle and upper middle class family or business that needs financial advice so badly.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to Stephen Farrar, the CEO of Northeast Planning Corporation, celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernie. It's been great to speak with you.